New Orleans did that to him. He hadn't been back since Katrina, and the landscape had changed so much he'd hardly recognized the place driving in. But the soul of the city, the Vieux Carré, remained the same. Travis didn't know if that was a good thing or not. Earlier, he'd walked around for a little while before his appointment with the shop owner, and he'd been struck by how normal everything seemed. Normal for the quarter, anyway. It was still early, but the strip joints on Bourbon Street were already open, giving passerby free peep shows from the doorways. Travis's attention had been captivated by a tall, leggy blonde undulating to a country and western song. Her back was to the door, but when she glanced over her shoulder, her dark eyes fastened like laser beams on Travis. She was incredibly limber, and her ass and thighs were as tight as the skin on a snare drum. She smiled and curled a finger in his direction, inviting him in for a closer inspection, and Travis had been sorely tempted. But then she turned slowly to face him, and anger washed over him when he realized he'd been standing there gawking at a transvestite. A throaty voice had said from the doorway,
"Come on in, sugar, she don't bite. Her name's Cherry Rose. You like what Cherry Rose got down there, no?"
"No," Travis muttered, and turned away.
"Hey, don't be like that," the voice called after him.